everybody, welcome back to 18. This is episode number 3. I am Emilia Guerra and thank you so much for listening. Before starting, I just wanted to say a big thank you to AfterTech that gave me a shout out yesterday, so thank you. And also, I wanted to tell you that today's episode is going to be inspired by a question that I got on my latest episode, that is whether I thought Ecuadorians were more conservative or more like open-minded. I'm going to answer that question and also incorporate a bit of my fashion style while I'm answering that, just to give you some examples about how this culture is. So when it comes to being conservative or being like more open-minded, I think Ecuadorians and my culture is really conservative. We're really old school. You know, my grandmas are super like old school. I don't know. What pops into my mind right now is whether you've seen like a telenovela, a soap opera, where like Latin people are super dramatic. I mean, it's kind of like that, but it's less dramatic, but that has some of the truth on it. Being conservative also means that you're conservative with how you dress. And so that is the part that was super like shocking to me. Because I have lived here my whole life, I was super used to dressing like low-key. But when I traveled to the States, I love it because I have so much freedom and everything. Like, I feel like I could wear a dress or like wear whatever I want, especially when I go to New York, that it's like super free, and I love it there. So yeah. After going to New York for like 2 months, I came back and it was so shocking to me because, you know, even if you wear a dress in this weather that is super like nice and like we don't have the four seasons, so it's always sunny, it's always good, you wear a dress, people will stare at you as if like, why are you not wearing like jeans and a t-shirt? You know what I mean? Because that's what everybody wears. And I'm so used to that at this point because I always wear something that people might find a bit weird. And I actually love it. Sometimes I even think that I like wear weird things intentionally so that people could look at me weird, because I'm starting to love, you know, how people are just so like shocked at my like furry coat or something like that. And it's funny actually, but my fashion is my way of expressing myself, and I think that it's super cool to be able to just like wear whatever you want regardless of what people think. So yeah, Ecuadorians can get a bit judgmental when it comes to fashion. I think that mostly in the environment that I'm at. So yeah. But again, if you're listening to this and you feel like you shouldn't go there because it's too risky, I feel like just try it on, you know, just try how you feel, like just try it. Don't let anybody tell you like what you should look like, what you should wear. Like, those rules are just silly. So yeah, that was my little point of view and my little story. I hope you guys liked it and I hope you guys can relate. Actually, it would be super fun to know stories like that. Maybe that has happened to you, so you can leave your comments or your calls or whatever. Sorry for the accent also. I know that it's a bit harsh, but yeah. To end the segment, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think about YouTube? I've been thinking about starting a channel, but I'm not sure whether I should do it. What do you think of it as a platform? Do you consume it? What do you think about it? That's the question that I wanted to ask you guys today. Again, thank you so much for listening, and that's all that I have to say today. I hope you guys are having a lovely day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow on my next episode. Thank you so much. Bye bye.